the greatest story ever told. Today, we present Of Such Is the Kingdom, a drama inspired by events set forth in the 12th chapter of the Gospel according to St. Matthew. Events from the greatest life ever lived. At the northern end of the Lake of Galilee lies the town of Bethsaida. There was a time when Bethsaida was a peaceful, almost a sleepy town of fishermen and merchants. But these days, there's a new excitement in Bethsaida, for the word is abroad concerning one who was a carpenter in Nazareth, and who is now a teacher bringing the word of God. And even more, one in whose hands there is the healing touch of God. It is no wonder, then, that at this moment, just outside the town walls of Bethsaida, a large and curious crowd is gathered to see him. But curiosity is greatest among children, and their eyes open widest. Now, as we move through the crowd, we come upon a little girl and boy who stand staring up at the master's face from a distance. The little girl's eyes are fixed in wonder, and without even turning her head, she says to her brother,
David, just look at him.
Yes, Sharon.
You know, David, I think I've seen his face before.
How could you?
I think I saw it in a dream.
What kind of dream, Sharon?
I don't know. I only remember his face. His eyes. But it was a nice dream.
Will you children keep babbling that way forever?
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. We didn't mean to disturb you.
But you have. And after all, the master did not come here to be stared at by silly children. He has come here to teach, to grown-ups, to people who can understand him. We shouldn't be disturbed by children.
Oh, I'm very sorry, sir. When he begins to teach, we'll be quiet, won't we, David?
Oh, yes.
Now, children always say that. Now, I think you'd better go along home and not disturb your elders.
Oh, but, sir, we promised.
Why would you want to stay anyhow?
To hear him. You said he teaches.
Not things that children can understand. Now get along.
Sharon, maybe we should if the man says so.
I don't know. I would like to hear him.
Please, children, leave now, else you'll disturb the others later.
All right, sir. Tell me, sir.
Well, what is it?
Is it true what I heard? Does he heal the sick and the lame?
That's what they say.
And he does. He does.
You see, that's what I mean. A child will believe anything, but a grown-up has to be shown. I'll believe it only when I see it. Now, be on your way home. Children.
David, I wish we could have stayed. Don't you?
It would have been nice, but grown-ups, you know how they are.
You know, I feel sorry for them.
Do you?
They only know what they see.
You mean they never dream about them?
The kind of dreams you even have by day?
No, they don't. Are we going to be like that, too?
It seems to be a disease that all grown-ups catch.
That's not good.
No. David.
Yes, Sharon?
Do you think you could have a dream? Now?
If it's a nice dream.
Oh, this is a wonderful dream. We can wish anything that's in our hearts.
All right.
In this dream, Uncle Noah will be with us. He will be walking through a field. The light wind is blowing. A cool wind. And it bends the grasses so that they make a path for us.
Oh, yes, Sharon, yes.
And we walk along that way. And Uncle Noah has my hand in his.
Your hand?
What's the matter, Daisy?
If he's holding your hand, then he can't hold mine.
Oh, but he can in this dream.
But, Sharon, you know he only has... Well, I don't like to say it. I don't even like to think about
it. David, that's the wonderful part about this dream. Well, in this dream, Uncle Noah's hands are both whole and strong.
But you know they're not.
Oh, David. I'm sorry, Sharon. Maybe I'm growing up too fast, but I can't dream like that. Not about Uncle Noah.
Yes, you can. Because Uncle Noah goes to the master, and his withered hand is cured.
In the dream? David, suppose it wasn't just a dream.
What do you mean?
Suppose we really took Uncle Noah with us, and then he was cured.
Yes, suppose he was.
David, give me your hand. We're going home.
But you know Uncle Noah doesn't like to talk about it.
Give me your hand, David.
You children, I was worried, very much worried.
I'm sorry, Mother.
Well, at least you're back safe. Now sit down and eat your evening meal. I'll have your food in a moment.
Sharon, shouldn't we ask Mother about it?
She won't like it. But we have to talk to her.
She'd want to see Uncle Noah cured, too, wouldn't she?
Of course. Till she... Here she comes.
And you're to eat every drop of this broth, do you hear?
Yes, Mother.
David? And yours, Sharon? Well, why don't you eat?
Mother?
Yes?
Mother, may we talk to Uncle Noah when he comes back to the house this evening?
Well, who's to stop you? Of course you can.
But, Mother, this is different.
You're not to ask him for anything, if that's what you mean. He pampers you too much as it is. Sometimes I think you care more for him than for your own parents. Maybe I shouldn't have said it. But you're not to ask him for any gifts. Is that clear?
Suppose we wanted to give him something.
Give? What do you have to give?
Mother, the master is here. We saw him today, David and I. And we've heard that he can do wonderful things. He can cure people of anything, even of a withered
hand. You're not to mention that. How many times have I told you?
But, Mother, if it could be cured, if Uncle Noah went with us... Oh, please, Mother, say we can talk to him.
Sharon, David, listen to me, both of you. It's true you're young, but now is a good time to learn about this. Long ago, your Uncle Noah and I, we were children together, just as you two are now. And Noah was a fine boy, very fine. Strong and swift. I remember once when we were young, word came that a famous man would arrive here at our town. Everyone gathered at the city gate to watch for him. Then some of the people started running to greet him. Your Uncle Noah ran so swiftly that, though he started after the others, he was the first to greet the man. That's the way he used to be.
He doesn't run anymore.
No, he doesn't. Or does he sing as he used to? No, laugh in the same way.
He laughs with us.
Yes. You're the only one. He's changed. Everything was changed suddenly when that evil thing happened to his hand.
Mother, how did it happen?
He was just a boy. He was climbing a tree and he fell. He hurt his arm. After a time, it didn't heal. It just withered, that's all.
Mother, could it change just as suddenly, couldn't it?
Of course not.
How do you know, Mother?
Because I've seen enough to know. Your grandfather, you never knew him. This was the thing that killed him. He tried everything, anything. He worked himself to death to find a cure for your uncle, to buy a cure. Nothing helped. That's how I know.
Mother, all we want to do is talk to Uncle Noah.
I forbid it. He's had enough unhappiness, enough bitterness. I know what happens to him when he begins brooding over it. You only stir up sad memories. No, children, please. Let him live in peace.
But, Mother...
Eat. Your food is getting cold.
Yes, Mother.
Thank you.
I can see him. He's coming along the road now.
Yes, David, there he is. Uncle Noah. Uncle Noah. Come on, David.
Sharon, David. Ma, you two run swifter every day, yes? I tell you, I don't remember any children ever running so fast.
Do we run as fast as you used to, Uncle Noah?
David.
I forgot.
Uncle Noah, you have something for us. I can tell.
Have I? Well, if you know that much, tell me. What is it?
A pomegranate.
No.
Sweets, that's what it is.
No, and we can't stand here guessing all evening. You shall have your surprise later. Come now. Your uncle's a very hungry man. Come. Back to the house.
Yes, Uncle.
It's my turn today, Sharon. Remember that.
Of course, David. You take Uncle Noah's hand this time.
There, David. A tight hold. And now, back to the house. Well, then, how much can a man eat, huh? Enough is enough. It was good, Ruth, very good. Maybe that's why I continue to live here. Who else could cook like our mother used to?
It wouldn't be the same house if you didn't live with us, Noah.
Now, the surprise for the children. Are you ready?
Oh, yes, Uncle.
Noah, you spoil them. My own children and I say you spoil them.
Spoil them, Judah? No, I spoil myself. They are only innocent victims of the joy I get in giving them things. Now, both of you, close your eyes.
Yes, sir.
Come, David, I can see. Close them.
Yes, Uncle.
Now, listen.
Oh, Uncle Noah. A bell. A silver bell. It's so small and delicate. It's beautiful.
Uncle Noah, may I ring it?
Of course, David. Here.
There, isn't it a wonderful sound?
It's for both of you, and I will tell you why. This bell is the closest thing to the laughter of children that I ever heard. You should keep it forever as a reminder of childhood.
Oh, Uncle, there.
Why, thank you, Sharon. That's the nicest kiss I ever received.
Uncle, we would like to give you a gift, if it were possible.
What do you mean, Sharon?
Children, it's time for bed. Come with me, both of you.
But Ruth, the child was saying something.
Children will do anything to delay their bedtime. Come, Sharon. David?
Yes, Mother. Good night, Father. Uncle Noah.
Well, we've never been at a loss for conversation in this house before. Neither of you has said a word since the children went off to bed.
Oh, no. I hadn't noticed. Did you, Judah?
Me? Why, I don't know. I suppose if there were anything to talk about, we'd have talked.
You're not very good at it, either of you.
Now, Noah, what do you mean by
that?
The
child was going to say something. You wouldn't let her. Why?
You know how children prattle.
It was not the prattling of children that made you so tense.
Why should you think it was anything more?
This evening, David asked me, does he run as fast as I used to when I was a boy?
Oh.
You have been talking about me again, haven't you?
Please, Noah. It's been so long since I've seen that particular look in your eyes. Don't stir up old bitterness. It tastes worse each time.
I suppose this time had to come. The children had to wonder and worry and puzzle their little minds till they got up the courage to ask, why is Uncle Noah different? Why is Uncle Noah's hand the way it is? Why doesn't he have two hands to give the children instead of making us choose for one?
Noah, don't,
each
please.
Each day, I live it over in 100 ways. The little tricks you have to use to make one hand do the job of both. Dressing, holding something heavy, opening a door from the right side. All those little things that two-handed people never even think about.
Noah, please, please don't say any more.
You think you can forget. And maybe sometimes you do. But then, at the moment you least expect it, something happens. Well, today it happened.
I'm sorry if the children upset you.
It was before the children spoke.
What was it, Noah?
Oh, Mordecai.
He didn't discharge you, did he?
Oh, no, no. But one of the men had left. A new job was open, a better job. I was entitled to it. I thought so. I said it. And he just looked at me. Then he looked at the hand. It was very clear after that.
Oh, Noah, I'm so sorry.
So it wasn't the children, not at first. Of course, what they said didn't help. But somehow you can accept it from children. They're not supposed to know better.
I shall talk to them in the morning.
No, Judah. Don't say anything to them. I wonder what Sharon meant when she said she'd like to give me a gift. Do you know?
Well, it was just childish nonsense. You wouldn't want to hear it, Noah.
Oh, of course not. I'm sorry about all the things I said. I didn't mean to upset you. I shall go out now and walk a bit before going to sleep.
I'll talk to those children first thing in the morning. I will.
Please, Judah, let them forget it. By tomorrow, the whole idea will be gone.
The idea that he could be cured. Who else but a child could believe that?
Well, if you think about it for an instant, it seems possible. Then your good sense takes hold again, and you know it cannot happen. Master, he must have made a great impression on them.
Yes. Sharon has never talked that way about anyone before. She seemed to glow from within, as she described him. But curing a withered hand, that's a different matter. Let's hope they don't mention it again. It only brings pain to know it.
He's gone. Not a trace of the master, David.
And only yesterday he was here. All his followers, they were camped right here.
No, it's just an empty field again. I feel... I don't know how I feel, except that we've lost something.
It's too late now, anyhow.
Yes. If Uncle Noah... If we'd only had the chance to tell him...
If you'd only had the chance to tell me what, Sharon?
Uncle Noah...
Yes, Sharon, I followed you out here.
I didn't mean for you to hear... No, Mother said...
Mother doesn't know, and you didn't tell me. I asked. That's why I followed you. What was it, Sharon?
No, Uncle, please.
The gift you wanted to give me, what was it? Why wouldn't they let you speak?
David?
I don't know, Sharon. Sometimes you never know what's right or wrong.
Come here. Now, Sharon, tell me. Well?
Uncle Noah, we wanted to have your arm cured.
Oh. So that's it.
Please, Uncle, listen. The master, we saw him yesterday. We looked at him and we knew that he could do it.
It's impossible.
He's cured others.
How do you know?
We know because we've seen him. Because we can feel it inside here. That's how we know.
You're only children. You don't know anything about life, about its disappointments. That's why children are happier. No, this useless hand cannot be cured. I know that.
Uncle Noah, please. If we ask, wouldn't you at least try?
What's useless is useless. No.
Uncle.
Oh, don't cry, my dear. I didn't mean to sound so harsh. Don't cry.
We wanted it so much for you. You wouldn't even try. You wouldn't even try.
I'm sorry, Charlie. If it would make you feel better, if it would make you stop crying, I'd go. I'd try anything.
Would you?
Yes. You'll have to learn sometime. Grow up sometime. It happens to some earlier than to others. And this seems your time to learn. Yes, we'll find your master. We'll shatter those precious, fragile little things that are the dreams of children. Come. But Sharon, you must be quiet. We must not disturb the many people here.
There he is, Uncle Noah. There he is.
Quiet, children. Have you no respect for a holy place?
Uncle, there he is, standing at the altar. Oh, come, come on.
Child, you were told to be quiet. The master is here to teach to grown-ups.
But my uncle, we came a whole day's journey to see the master.
Be quiet.
No, I won't be quiet. My uncle... He needs the master's help.
Quiet, child.
Warren, remember him?
His name is Peter. Remember, we saw him yesterday.
Did you, lad? Well, in any event, you must be quiet. You're disturbing your elders who have come here to learn.
Please, sir. We must see the master at once. Talk to him. Ask him about my uncle's hand.
But you can't disturb all the others now. Sir, please take these children out of the temple.
You say the master teaches to grown-ups. Is it then forbidden that children learn?
I do not understand you, sir.
Allow us to remain, for they must learn something here today, too. A lesson for children.
But the master doesn't teach to children. Please take them out. Master? Master, you look toward me as though you have something you wish to say to me.
Suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of heaven.
Yes, Master, of course. Come, children, you too, sir. Come with me. I shall make room for you beside him. Come. Here, Master, are the children.
Go, Sharon. David, the Master beckons you.
His arms go out to embrace them.
Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein.
He's closed his eyes.
He blesses them now.
No, Sharon, please. You don't know what such a disappointment can do to you.
Master, my brother and I, we've brought my uncle with us to see you because we know what you can do.
Yes, Master. We knew it when we first saw you.
Children, please, no.
Don't stop them, sir. Not now. Look at their faces. The belief and the hope that is there. Truly, only children can believe that way. Go on, child, speak.
Master, my uncle is a fine man and a good man. He's never done an evil thing to anyone. And we love him. We want him to have the one thing in the world he wishes. And only you can give it to him. Only you. Uncle, give me your hand.
Sharon, no.
Please, Uncle. Look, Master, his hand withered and no good. Not even for children to hold on to. Please, Master, can you heal our uncle?
Stand forth.
Sir, he talks to you.
Yes. Yes, Peter. Master, it is strange. Perhaps because these two little ones believe so strongly, it is possible for me to feel again as I did when I was young and this affliction first came on me. Then I believed that it could be healed. I felt it. But it did not happen. And so I grew embittered and despondent and hopeless. But now, Master, I feel once again that it could be. Yes, Master, I believe it can be healed if you will it.
Stretch forth thine hand.
This hand
over which I have mourned and wept and even cursed. Look at it. Everyone, look at it. I hold both hands up for you to see. Can any one of you tell which one was withered only a moment ago? Master.
Mother will say, and Father.
What can one say? One can only believe now. Hey, David?
Oh, yes, Uncle, yes.
Oh, the strength of children to dream and to believe the things they dream. I couldn't have done it.
Why are most grown-ups like that, Uncle Noah?
Our minds become crusted over with the worries of this world. The eyes of our hearts are veiled by the things we see and touch. And we can never open them long enough to admit that things could be any other way. That's why the Master said we must be as children to enter the kingdom of God, free of evil, eager in our belief, welcoming the new.
He said, of such is the kingdom of God. And his arms were around us.
Yes, Sharon. What older minds thought themselves too wise to believe, young hearts have proved right.
Next week, on this same network at this time, we will present another episode in the greatest story ever told from the greatest life ever lived.